The edge is where I want to be. And you? Oh, so you just want to take the edge off. One beer, one joint, one teeny weeny Prozac. Get rid of the edge. People, the edge is what Columbus sailed straight into. It's the launching pad for every space shuttle. The edge is Eve contemplating the apple. And what's life without an edge? Guess what? It's dull. The edge is the cliff you've dangled from in 100 nightmares. You never know what's over that edge, and there's only one way to find out. Brothers and sisters, where are we? Who are we if we take the edge off? Lose the edge, and all you've got is middle. Middle age, middle class, middle of the road, middle management. You're dribbling along in the uncooked vanilla pudding of life, all fat. No lean, hard edge to drive you. Sharpen your skills, your wit, your senses. The edge holds the answer to your questions, the question to your answers. It's the trailhead to the road not taken. The edge is everywhere you've never dared to be. Baby, if you're not on the edge, you're sleepwalking through been there, done that. You're stuck watching reruns of somebody else's life in the great mushy middle where all the droning, moaning masses live and eat and act and dress and think alike and see the same movies so they can have the same conversations and then dream the same dreams, if they dream at all. On the edge, you don't know what anybody's going to do or say or think. The edge is not available on your cell phone, iPod, satellite dish, or anywhere in the Googleable universe. The edge does not Twitter. It thunders. And there are no disguises here. On the edge, everyone is naked. All bets are off and the game's not rigged. The air is clear and brisk. Your heart's pounding, you're shaking, you're lightheaded and queasy. You're scared because everything is initiation on that sharp, unforgiving edge. Damn right it's uncomfortable. The edges change. It's what you don't see coming. So get out of your comfort zone and deal with it. Sure, the middle's safe. It's safe like hot cocoa, life jackets, and training wheels. If that's how you want to live. If you don't ever want to break the rules, take risks, grow up past your precious fears and life-strangling limitations. If you want to spend your life drinking light beer, smoking another joint, eating what's put in front of you, and home entertaining yourself till you suffocate on the vacuous paucity of your miserably crippled existence, then go ahead. Have a virtual life. But if you're tired and weary and battered, if you can't take one more asshole riding herd on your wild and precious life, if you're mad or sad or bored enough to wake up and do something, if you're ready to feel the pain of the great gaping wound your life has become, then goddamn it, friend. Quit your job. Quit smoking. Quit whining. Leave that jerk. Write that poem. Go dancing. Get sober. Take a road trip, a dare, a spin, a lover, a chance. Honey, break down and cry if that's what it takes. And pick your ass up and for all you're worth, run. Don't walk to the edge.